Welcome to the Moms Who Create podcast with me, Kelly Heil. In this podcast, I'll be interviewing incredible creatives who are also moms. Motherhood doesn't mean we have to stop making art or stop writing our books. It means that now we have new tiny fans rooting us on. Join me in conversation about doing what we love alongside raising the ones we love. I'm an artist, self-published author, and mom of two daughters. So grab a cup of coffee and let's get talking. This is Moms Who Create, the art of motherhood. Your children's lives are going to be so much more enriched if you show them that you have interests and you have talents and you have all of these things that you can do. If they never see that side of you, it's just sad. And they're gonna glean so much from you if you can share those things with them. And if you can like get into that mindset of this isn't selfish, this is good for me and good for them, I think that's helpful.
I'm so excited to be joined by a fellow mom and podcast host today, McKenna Black. McKenna is a mom, writer, podcaster, and a kindergarten teacher. She lives in southeastern Utah with her husband and three-year-old son, also her well-known neighborhood golden retriever. She loves creating. She said she always feels the urge to be creating something, like from a new podcast episode she has to write, record, and produce, to lesson plans, designing logos, choreography, and painting props for a school play, and even her hilarious Instagram reels. You have to watch them. They're really funny. Today, she's talking about how to show your true self as a creator and a mom without having to curate that perfect social media life, and instead fully leaning into the beautiful, chaotic world that is motherhood. Hi, McKenna. Thank you so much for being on the podcast today. As a fellow podcaster and writer, I'm excited to talk to you today. How are you?
I'm great, and I'm really excited to be here. This is actually my first time being on somebody else's podcast, so I'm really excited.
Oh, well, I'm excited you're here, too. This is fun. This is a lot of fun. So you are a writer and a podcaster and a teacher. So before we like dive into all that, tell me just about you in general. Like, what are you into, your hobbies? Like, just tell me about you.
Okay, so, well, I live in this very small town in southeastern Utah. It's in the Four Corners area, you know, where like Utah, Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, where they all meet. And there's like one spot that you can stand in and you're in all the states at once. I live near there. My husband and I, we were both born and raised here. Like we legitimately met in preschool. We dated in high school. So we dated our junior and senior year with the full intentions of like breaking up once we graduated, because I was moving away to college and he was doing his thing. But then like it came to the day where I was moving away and we just like didn't break up. And so then we did like the long distance thing for a while. And then there was a point in time where we didn't live in our hometown anymore. We lived somewhere else in Utah, but we lived in the same place finally. And then we ended up getting engaged. So we did it 2 years in high school, 2 years out of high school. And then we got married when we were 21, which I know sounds like really, really young to people, which it is. It is.
No, everyone's different. Like, I think I got, how old was I? Was like 28 when I got married, I think. And I was like, oh, I'm late. You know, everyone's already married by now. So we either think we're too young, too old.
Yeah, exactly. Know. So at the beginning of our marriage, we actually moved to Arizona for like a little less than a year, which was fun. And then we moved back to Utah, and was when I finished my degree in elementary education. That's why we moved back to Utah, because we didn't live in Arizona long enough to be residents of Arizona, and I didn't want to pay the like really expensive tuition for not being a resident of Arizona. Right. Yeah. So we moved back to Utah so I could finish my degree. As soon as I finished that, we moved back to our hometown. We bought a house. We got a puppy and we made a baby. Like, boom, 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 boom.
Check, check, check.
Yeah. So like part of my degree was actually my first year of teaching. So I chose to do an internship rather than student teaching. And what that basically entails is like they put you in charge of a classroom, just like any fully licensed teacher. They pay you half the salary and then they just throw you to the wolves, basically. So I had just finished my first year teaching. I taught fifth grade, and the last day of the school year that year, I, you know, like tearfully said goodbye to all my students who I knew I probably was never going to see again because I was moving. Mm-hmm. I grabbed like my one last box of things from my classroom. I went home to our apartment, grabbed like the last little odds and ends from there. I got in my car with all my crap and I drove the 5 hours back to where our hometown is. And literally in the middle of the trip, like in the town, in the middle of the trip, I stopped and I picked up our puppy, which I had a deposit on, and then moved home to our new house. Like it was just like boom, boom, boom. And wow. then 4 months later, was when I got pregnant, and it was a very like meticulously planned pregnancy. So it was really just like we were pausing all of our plans for life until we could move back home. And then when we did, it was just like we smashed that play button hard. And now we're just here just living the like small town American dream. I teach kindergarten at the elementary school. My husband works for the city, and pretty much the whole town knows my dog's name. Like she's like famous. Like we live on this street that's like pretty heavily trafficked, and she's always in the front yard. We have a fenced in front yard. She's always out there, and so many people know her. Like she gets like these special little visitors every day that just stop by to say hi. And like I take her on a walk. I take her on a walk, and people who I don't even know will say hello to her by name. And I'm like, oh, hey, like, I don't know. It's great.
I think she needs her own Instagram page. You know,
seriously. I just don't know if I can manage one more thing, you know,
monetize it and then just cruise.
But yeah, so that's basically like the quick and fast story of our life. And as far as like hobbies and stuff, we love to camp. We have a camp trailer. We do a lot of family camping. My husband loves to ride dirt bikes and four-wheelers and stuff. And I like too. So we'll go and do trips like that. And we like to vacation. And well, mostly I like to vacation. And my husband goes along with it. But
I bet if you live there, you're probably outdoors all the time. It's beautiful. Yeah. Are there mountains around where you live?
Yeah. Yeah. So there are. It's kind of like the best of both worlds because it's like there's mountains and desert, like all in one. So there's a lot of things to do. And we do spend a lot of time outside recreating.
Recreating a little. Well, that's neat. Very, very cool.
As far as the podcast goes, it came about because in the midst of all of this, like the kid, the dog, the teaching, everything, in my spare time, I had written most of a novel that I intended, and I still do intend to finish and self-publish. But as you probably know, because like you said, you self-published a book. To be a self-published author is also to be like a marketer or a salesman, right?
Yeah, you are all the hats.
Yeah, which I am not. Like that is so not my personality. I can't sell. Like I just feel bad. I feel guilty like trying to push something on somebody. Like one time I got this job at the mall. Like, do you know the store Buckle?
Yeah.
So I got this job. I thought it was going to be so great. I got this job at Buckle. I lasted a month. Like it was just cringe the entire time I was there. I just hated myself. So I only lasted like a month, and I'm not like, I don't quit things usually. Like if I get a job, I'll usually like stay with it for a while, but I lasted 1 month there because I couldn't handle it. So I'm not a marketer, and I don't want to be begging people to read my book. I just wanted people who were already interested in my writing. But how do you do that when I've never published anything. I've never put anything out there. So I was kind of looking for a long time for an avenue to gain some readers, which is how the idea for the podcast came about. And I wanted it to be mostly lighthearted and fun. And I wanted it to feel kind of like hanging out with a friend. And I also wanted my listeners to contribute to the stories that I would write. So I wanted it to feel like it was theirs too. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, when you were a kid and there was those friend groups that you were like an outside observer to, and they had all these inside jokes and you just desperately wanted to be a part of it.
Yeah.
It's like that, except for everyone's invited to be a part of the group. Does that make sense? Oh, like that's kind of like the feeling that I wanted it to have. And so how it works is every month. So I do one episode a month because that's all that I can, all that I can handle. Even that sometimes feels a little bit daunting. So I do one episode per month and I choose some type of theme for the episode and I write a few short stories tied to that theme. And then I record them audiobook style for the podcast. And in the month leading up to the episode, I ask for listener submissions, whether that be to send me a memory that I can then use as inspiration for a story, or sometimes it just means like voting on polls in my Instagram story for things that I'll write about. My favorite stories though are the ones that are based off of my listeners' real life experiences. And I take them and I change the names and I change the places. And usually I add in a bunch of my own details. So everything's very anonymous. I love those ones. I also do some talking segments and I have done interviews and I've met a really lot of cool people through this podcast process, including today. Here I am meeting someone again, which is awesome.
Yeah.
And another thing that I really like to do is I like to design logos for all of my short stories that are going to be on the episodes. And then I will pair the logos with music and post it on my Instagram story to kind of advertise the episode and get people excited about the stories. Because I feel like writing is hard to promote on social media because it's such a visual platform. Mm-hmm. So I've kind of tried to get creative with the logos and the music and stuff to catch people's attention and make it more engaging. Plus, I just really enjoy it. I love using Photoshop. And at one point in time, I wanted to be a graphic designer. So yeah. Designing the logos lets me kind of scratch that itch every month. And it's fun. I use royalty-free images to design my logos. So I'm always like putting together the most bizarre things that I never would have thought I would do. Like, for instance, I wrote a story about a dream that my sister had about me and her, about how Google Maps led us into a lake. And so I made this logo for that story and I had to make like the Google Maps pin thing be evil. So I put like an evil little face on it. And one time I've done like for my Halloween episode, I spliced together a chupacabra and a prom queen together, like for one logo. I've put board shorts and sunglasses on Bigfoot. One of my favorite ones that I did was for a story where this girl, she was cleaning her house and she had this cake sitting on the counter. And as she's going through her house cleaning, like every time she passes the cake, she takes a bite of the cake. And before she realizes that she's eaten an entire cake while she's cleaning her house. And for that logo,
did you write that story about me? It's like something I would do.
So for that one, I found this image of this woman and she's mopping and she just happened to be like throwing one hand backwards. And right in that hand, I was able to Photoshop in a cake. So she's like holding a whole cake in one hand and holding a mop in another. And it's just really, really fun. And I also love finding the perfect music to match the logos that just fits the story. And it's kind of like my method each month. Like when I put out an episode, I'll get on Instagram and I'll post all the logos with the music that I've picked out. So I do like a table of contents for my episodes. And so I'll post like the table of contents and it'll have each logo with each of the songs. And I will watch it over and over and over and jam to the music and just like pump myself up about the episode. Like I'm relieved. I got it done for the month. It's out. I'm excited. Yeah. And it's a good feeling every month.
That's so cool. You're doing like a legit like production, you know,
yeah, from no, really
recording yes. to designing, to finding the music, everything. Yeah. And you're really good at it. There was one, I don't remember which one it was. I'd have to go back and look. But the music to it, I was like, oh, I like this. And I was just kind of like jamming out. I don't remember which one it was, but I remember the music was really good.
Thank you.
So that you need to follow through with publishing your novel.
I do. Because
you say, oh, well, you have to, you know, be your own marketing team and this and that. But like, you're easily doing this for your podcast. So just put that same energy into your book.
Yeah.
Get it out.
The thing is that I just have to finish it first, you know, like it's almost there. It's like three quarters of the way there. And it's been three quarters of the way there for years. And like, I've just kind of been like, well, I'm doing this podcast now. So that's what I'm doing now. And I just haven't been working on it, but I really need to get back to it. And I have full intentions of finishing it, publishing it, but.
Well, you should. And you know what you could do? I'm sure you've thought of this, or maybe this even is your novel, but you should take all these short stories you're writing and make like a book of short stories.
Yeah, I've thought of that. I've thought of like doing like, well, because I just finished like, so I'm doing seasons and I just finished season one. Mm-hmm. And I thought of doing like an anthology of like all the stories from season one and publishing it. And this problem is that like, because it's an audio, like, because I'm just recording the stories, when I type them, the grammar and like I'm sloppily typing. So I would have to do some like heavy editing to get them all ready for that. But it is an idea that I've had that maybe I will do one day. And especially because I already have all the logos, like I could just put like the logo, the story, the logo, the story.
Yeah.
But.
Oh, that's cool.
We'll see.
The cover of your book could even be like all the logos just put together.
Yeah, that would be cool.
So if you haven't heard, the Moms Who Create Journal is here. I am so excited to share this with you all. I've created this journal for you to fill with your project ideas, whether you're a writer, artist, entrepreneur, musician, or just a creative of any kind. If you're listening to this podcast, I guarantee that this journal is for you. With over 100 blank pages to plan your dreams, here's a space for your creativity to take flight. Go to momswhocreate.com/journal for more information. Available now on Amazon.
So you're also a kindergarten teacher. Mm-hmm. So tell me about that. And then tell me how you kind of go from being a kindergarten teacher and you come home to you have a 3-year-old son?
Yeah, 3-year-old son.
Okay. So you do kindergarten all day, 3-year-old son. So whenever you do decide to do your writings and your podcast and whatnot, do you just like click on like McKenna mode? Like, you know, you probably have to have some sort of like, you probably have to decompress when you get home, like from all of that. And then your son. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
So is it hard to find that shift in your mindset to get like in like your adult zone for writing, or is it such a great creative outlet for you that you're just like, bam, like here it is and I'm going to bust this out?
No, it is absolutely hard. Yeah. So yes, I am a kindergarten teacher, which I love. I teach part-time now though. So I started the podcast after I went part-time. If I was still teaching full-time, I don't think there's a way that I could. It would be too much. So I teach part-time now, which helps. But I won't deny that it's really, really difficult to be with a lot of very young, very needy children that I'm not only responsible for taking care of, but educating. And then to come home and be with my own even younger, even needier child is very challenging. And I definitely don't have the magic recipe. I have a lot of emotional meltdowns and a lot of days where, you know, outside of going to work and taking care of my son, I just don't do anything else. You know, I sit down and I just can't handle doing anything else outside of those two things. I have a lot of days like that. And it's really hard to find that solace and focus that you need as an adult. And as someone like me who feels this constant urge to be creating, it's really difficult. And I'll be honest, there's times where I wish that I was a different kind of person. I wish that I didn't have lesson plans and stories to write and videos to record and logos to design and choreography and props to make for the school play and random little art projects just constantly running through my mind. It's almost like a curse. Like sometimes I get people to me, they're like, "Oh my gosh, you're so creative. I wish I was so creative." And I'm like, it's an illness. I can't stop. I just can't say no to all the projects that I sign myself up for. And I just, the way my mind works is I will not stop thinking about it until I produce it. Until I create it, it will just continue to just tap on the inside of my brain, which sometimes makes it very difficult to be present with my son and be present with my husband and even to give my dog the attention that she deserves, even though she's getting it from the whole town. But for me,
she's a celebrity. She's fine. Yeah.
But as far as like, what do I do to manage all of that? I'm really big on schedules. I thrive on a schedule and kids thrive on a schedule, but also with kids, your schedule has to be flexible and evolving so that it works for you and it works for your kids. So I do most of my work for the podcast during nap time or show time when my son watches TV. And it's roughly around the same time each day. So like we have a pretty set schedule each day of like when we do nap and when he gets to watch some shows and for how long it is. But I mean, he's getting older, so he's 3.5 now. So he doesn't consistently nap every day, but if he doesn't nap, he does quiet time instead, which for those of you listening, if you've never heard of quiet time and you're a mom of young children, I would highly, highly suggest looking it up. There's an Instagram account called Big Little Feelings, and they have great information on how to set up quiet time. So, and he's in the routine now that even when he doesn't nap, he will do quiet time, which frees me up to get some things done. So I know each day that there is some time carved out for myself and my creative endeavors. And that's how I manage it. I just stick to the schedule. And I know that there's a point in the day where I'm going to get that time. Also, I've had my son on the podcast a few times and let him be a part of it, which has been really fun. And I'm not trying to be a perfectionist. My listeners know that I have a kid and that I have a life, and I'm not trying to hide that I'm squeezing this all in during my spare time. Yeah. So if my son comes barging in while I'm recording, sometimes I just leave it in the episode. And like one time I forgot that I had bacon in the oven while I was recording, and the timer started going off, and I just left that in there too. Like, I don't want my listeners to ever think that things like that don't happen. And maybe it annoys some people, but I guess if it does, then my content just isn't for them, and that's okay. I think that there is an oversaturation of faked perfection in our society, and I really don't want to add to that, if that makes sense.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's like, you know, just like filters and stuff on people's pictures. It's like, or when people share all the good parts about their day, but maybe it looks like they never have anything going wrong, especially like moms when they share their stuff with their kids. The kids are like, oh, it's perfect and there's no messes. And I'm like, you know, I'm not like, oh, I should be like that. Wait, my kids make messes. Wait, they're not screaming. Why aren't my kids screaming? But then I got to remember that that's curated. That's not real.
Exactly.
Life.
No, that's a perfect word, is curated. And I think there is just so much of this curated content. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I just don't buy into it. And I'm not one of those people who looks at those type of accounts and those types of posts and thinks, oh my gosh, I just really wish I was like her. I look at them and I go, you're a liar. Like, you are fooling everyone.
It's true though. And it's a new moms, especially, like, it's kind of, detrimental to their,
it is.
Mine. Cause it's like, this is how it's supposed to be. What's wrong with me? Because I'm not like this. I can't handle this. My kids aren't like this. Exactly. So that's like a breath of fresh air, you saying that and you doing that. And that makes my kids they just got home from getting ice cream upstairs and you can hear them like running
around. Stomping around. Like, that's just real life. It's just what it is.
It is. Mm-hmm. It should be like that, right? Like, why?
Yeah.
Why? Who decided that we have to make things look perfect? Like, why is that?
I don't know.
Thing?
But whoever it is, I hate them. And I want to go to their house and like TP it or like leave a flaming bag of poop or something.
Well, same. I will show you. I'll mess up their hair.
Yeah.
Paint their walls not white.
Yeah. Yeah. Get rid of all those neutral colors, like splash around some like neon or something. Oh. As I'm sitting in my house that only has gray walls.
My like tan walls.
Yeah.
It's true though. And I mean, that's kind of something too with my podcast that I like to shine a light on. Like, look at these moms doing this, but like, it's not easy, right? Like, you have your podcast or this person like wrote a book or, you know, this person's this best-selling author or this artist. Like, I want to showcase that you guys are incredible because it's not easy, right? You're doing this on top of having kids and taking care of your home and your life. And just because you're doing these amazing things doesn't mean you're perfect. You don't have that perfectly curated life.
Right.
What's like your struggles, or what have you had to work through to be able to get to this point in your life? You know, what advice do you have to other moms so they can get to a point where, you still have all of this mess and everything going on, but you can still do what you want to do. You can still do your creative thing. You can have your creative outlet amongst all the poop on your shirt from your kids, not from you. but if it's from you, I don't know. Anyway.
As far as like advice though, or like how I got to this point, I think that there's a lot of societal pressure, and especially like from women to other women and moms to other moms, there's this expectation that you have children and that's your life. Like, you are a wife, you are a mother. What else do you need? Right? Like, you're not a human. Like, you don't need anything else. You have duties to fulfill. And I feel like I definitely used to like buy into that kind of way of thinking. Like, before I got married, I had this like, I was so dumb. Okay. I was just so young and so dumb. And I had this idea in my head of like, this is what a wife is. This is what a mom is. And then I got married and I was like, no, like I'm a person, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. And so I think you kind of, if you're in that mindset, you kind of need to let that go. Like you can be a great mom, a great wife, a great employee or whatever, but you still need interests. You right. still need hobbies. You still, where are you at in, mm-hmm. in all of that? And you need to stop thinking that by foregoing your own interests, that is making you a good person. Because that's just not true. It doesn't make you a bad person to have your own interests. And your children's lives are going to be so much more enriched if you show them that you have interests and you have talents and you have all of these things that you can do. If they never see that side of you, it's just sad. And they're gonna glean so much from you if you can share those things with them and even let them be a part of it. Like another thing that I love is that my son spends a lot of time with me in my classroom, even like he's known from a young age that mom is a teacher and mom goes to school and she teaches kids things because he's been really involved in it. I mean, when the pandemic hit, he was, I think like a year and a half, and all of a sudden I'm teaching online and all of a sudden I don't have a babysitter anymore. I'm at home trying to teach online with a 1.5-year-old. And so like he was there during that whole time. And then he's been at my classroom with me. Right now he goes to the preschool at the school with me. So 2 days a week, he comes to the school with me. He's there during my prep time before school. Then I pick him up. He's there with me for a little bit more prep time before we come home. Like he sees me do all of these things. And I think that is so important. Not even just for mothers, but parents in general. Like I really love, like my husband, he's really mechanically inclined and he fixes up trucks and motorcycles and dirt bikes and stuff all the time. He's also really good at building things and he'll just build random things. And my son does those things with him. And I just think that as a parent, it's just so good to share those things with your yeah. with your child. And if you can like get into that mindset of this isn't selfish, this mm-hmm. is good for me and good for them, I think that's helpful.
It comes down to like many things like mom guilt, you know, you could call it yeah. mom guilt. Mm-hmm. Like, well, if I'm not giving my kid 100% of my attention, or if I want to do something, oh, I'm selfish. Like I just want to go, you know, I mean, people get mom guilt from going and taking a bath. Like, I'm going to go take a bubble bath for 30 minutes.
I write in the bath all the time. I wrote most of my novel from my bathtub. I'm not even joking.
Oh, that's awesome. It's a good place to write, you know? Yeah. Like, I usually take my Kindle or a book or, you know, something yeah. in the bathtub. It's the one place I can go and not, well, I still get interrupted for my kids, but, you know, like, I can... You can't do anything besides be in the bathtub, right? So right. I can read exactly. or you can write or, yeah. you know, you're not like multitasking besides like washing your hair and reading or whatever.
Speaking of the bathtub too, another like mom hack is if you're doing like these creative things like writing or reading or art or whatever, another thing that I'll do is during my son's bath time, I'll put him in the bath and then I'll be, you know, you're trapped in there with them. So like I'll be like, I have like my laptop, like... writing while he's, you know, next to me playing with his toys or whatever. So that's another mom.
Okay. That's good. I'll write that one down. I never even thought about that. My husband does our kids' bath time. Like he's always done it. It's like, I think it started awesome. when I was nursing, when the kids were little, he was like, he kind of felt like helpless. So ever since then, I have a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old and he always gives him a bath. So usually when he's doing that, you know, I'm usually like cleaning up after dinner or just sitting on the couch and scrolling through something or doing something. I want until it comes out and I jump up and I'm like, I'm cleaning.
Like I was doing something. I promise.
You're awesome. And I love hearing about your podcast, and your writings and your teaching and you have like this I feel like you have like a great balance in your mom life of like, you know, your mom hacks you do and your scheduling. I love schedules. I have a calendar that I put everything on. Thank you so much for talking today and saying all you had to say and telling us about everything. So since the listeners are already on the podcast app right now, when this episode's over, they can switch over to yours and check you out and subscribe and listen to your stories. Tell us where they can go to find your podcast, what it's called. Also your social media, if they want to follow you on there and see your creations with your music and all that. So tell us where everybody can find you.
Okay. So the two main places that you can find my podcast is Spotify and Apple Podcasts. It is on a few other lesser known platforms, but those are the two main places to find it. And it is called M Black Writes. And so it's M period Black Writes. Like writes, like W-R-I-T-E-S, like, cause I write things. I don't know why I felt like I needed to explain that. Like,
no. I mean, you never, it could be R-I-T-E-S, like that's your rights to your writing.
Yeah. The only like mode of communication as far as my podcast goes is my Instagram. I just have my Instagram account. And it is also just m.blackwrites on Instagram. And if you listen and you like my podcast, you really should go follow me on Instagram. Because if you're not following me on Instagram, you are not getting the full experience.
really? Yeah, it goes hand in hand.
Yeah, like so please follow me there and not just follow me, but interact with me there. Reply to my Instagram stories, vote on my polls, submit some stories for episodes. It's a very small following. So what that means is I reply to everyone and I genuinely want to be your friend. So please engage with me on Instagram. I would love it so much.
And she has really funny reels. Hip with this. They're reels.
It's real. I feel weird when I say it too. I'm like, I make reels and people are like, what's that? And I'm like, it's like TikTok, but not TikTok. It's like TikTok for old people like me.
You do really good videos. Like I was watching some, like, I think it's when I messaged you to be on the podcast. I was like going through your episodes on Apple Podcasts. And then I was looking through all your stuff and your reels. And it was like, I don't know, it was probably like 1:30 in the morning. And I'm like, she's funny.
I
want to be her
friend. I feel like they're really cheesy, but I feel like that's like my whole podcast persona. Like my stories are cheesy, my reels are cheesy, the titles of my podcasts and my stories are cheesy. Like everything's cheesy.
It's so great though.
So if you like cheesy things, I'm your girl.
It's good. Thanks, McKenna, for being on the podcast. You are so cool. And I had a lot of fun talking to you. And I just want to like binge all of your episodes. I've listened to some of them and I just want to like bench them all. So,
oh, I hope you do. And this has been so much fun for me. Like I legitimately want to be friends now. Like we should like swap phone numbers, like be pen pals or something.
Can we just do that? Don't ever message me again. I only want handwritten letters.
I would be perfect at that. I would be the perfect pen pal. I promise.
Oh, I love it. Well, thank you again for doing this.
Yeah. Thank you so much for inviting me.
And everybody go check out her podcast right after this. Give me like 30 seconds and then go check it out.
Immediately.
Immediately. You have to. It's mandatory. And also check the show notes for her Instagram if you didn't catch that. And then go to her Instagram follower and look at all that. So thank you, McKenna. You're amazing.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Connect with me on Instagram at Moms Who Create Podcast. Thanks for listening. See you next week.